Miles Copeland is best known for managing bands like The Police and R.E.M.
I really started trying to promote Arabic music. I did a big single with Sting called Desert Rose, and it proved that Americans will buy music coming from the Middle East if it's put in the right context. So I started releasing records by Andy, who's an Iranian artist living in L.A. I put a lot of Arabic artists out.
But it was not until Copeland held a belly dancing contest to promote one of the artists he manages that he realized belly dancing has a following in the United States.
We had 180 dancers flew in from all over America for this contest. Whoa, I never realized there were so many belly dancers in America.
8 years later, the superstars, including 14 American women, have performed more than 800 shows in 22 countries. But it was not easy.
We have to convince people that, yes, belly dance does belong on a proper stage. It isn't just something for a restaurant with one soloist while you're eating your dinner. The other challenge I had, of course, is that when I got involved, they were all like, oh my God, here's this rock and roll impresario. He's going to destroy belly dance.
Copeland hopes not only to leave his mark on yet another music genre, but also to send a message to the Middle East, where he spent most of his childhood.
In the Sunday Times in England, they actually wrote, the belly dance superstars are the world's most important dance troupe, because they're the only dance troupe in the world that actually is made up of American ladies. When you see the belly dance superstars, you're seeing Americans appreciating a foreign culture.
While the message to the outside world is important, Petite Jamila, the troupe's veil dancer, thinks the reason behind the group's huge American following is adaptation.
America is extremely accepting to it because they see an avenue for something that they can also place their own trademark on.
World-renowned tribal belly dancer Maria Chappell has certainly left her trademark.
The style that I do is tribal fusion belly dance, which is unique to America as sort of an American interpretation of Middle Eastern movement, and then using antique textiles and antique jewelry, but then putting it to modern music.
The ultimate goal is to reach the success level of dance troupes such as river dance, stomp, or even the ballet. The troupe has yet to be profitable, but Copeland says he has found other rewards along the way.
When I get a letter from some lady telling me that, you know, I've given her husband back, when I have a man come up to me and say that I've made him feel proud about his culture, we had ladies come up to us in Morocco and say, thank you. So when you see the effect that you're having on people, as long as those rewards are there and you're not going totally bankrupt, you know, you think, well, we're going to get there in the end financially, so it is worth it.
Worth it to the performers and to Miles Copeland, who has a long history of risk-taking and success. Tala Hadabi, VOA News, Washington.